Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County, Illinois, and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And here on this podcast, what we're going to do every day is look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Plan and dig in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. So in today's reading, we read Genesis 6, Matthew 6, Ezra 6, and Acts 6. In Genesis 6, we find an abundantly wicked world. Sound familiar? We see God's just wrath and his resolve to have his wrath satisfied. He says that I will wipe off man from the face of the earth. It reminded me of last night when my wife said, hey, when you get finished cooking, make sure you wipe off the counters. It was just like he was cleaning off those kitchen counters after making dinner. Like, that's a refresh. That's a restart. The wicked in that day, they did not have to wait like many in our day for the final judgment. Theirs is on its way soon enough. Matthew Henry, he says, none are punished by the justice of God, but those who hate to be reformed by the grace of God. And we see in verse 8 that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Some versions may have it translated to favor, but this is the first place where that kind of grace we see mentioned in the Bible. We now see that God's purpose isn't simply punishment and extermination, but renewal and regeneration. And he would begin again with Noah and his family. Because the eyes of the Lord saw in this righteous man of Noah eyes of faith. In Matthew 6, we see Jesus in the central part of his epic Sermon on the Mount, dealing with some of the key ways the Jews demonstrated their holiness: giving, prayer, and fasting. Here we see the eyes of the Lord are less focused on those pious acts, but the heart behind them. For whose favor are these deeds done? Do we give to be thought of as generous by others? Do we pray so others can be impressed by our eloquent words or think of us as more righteous? Do we fast so that man can see our godly devotion and we feel like, you know, more holy than others? I mean, I even have to ask the question, like, why do I serve as a pastor? Why do I create this podcast? Think about the things that you do, specifically those things that can be looked at as righteous. And are you doing them for the eyes of man or for the eyes of the Lord? So, ready for a heart check? Want to improve how well we are at being obedient to specifically the ways that God is challenging us in Matthew 6? Here's some recommendations. Give anonymously more than you give with your name attached. And if the recipient knows, maybe even ask them to keep it on the low. Pray when no one else is watching or hearing you, more than you do in public gatherings among others. And when you fast, fast in joyous silence. Like, demonstrate that you're like, don't let anybody know. Just keep it between you and the Lord. Our focus in these basic traditions of our faith should be the eyes of the Lord, not impressing those in our midst. Think it not that your light is hiding in those moments, but that your humility is growing. Trust me, as you move in silence, the Lord sees, hears, and rewards. In Matthew 6:33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his justice and righteousness. Come on, you guys. He will give you all that you need as we simply focus on the eyes of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that Jesus did on the cross on our behalf, Lord. I thank you that you chose not to send a flood again, but you sent Jesus as a way out, as a way to be renewed, Lord God. And through him and the Holy Spirit that comes thereafter, we are empowered to love you and love others well. And I pray that we do it solely focused on your eyes, your thoughts, what you think about us as we move and operate here in this world. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment on this episode if you've got thoughts. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I hope to chat with you back here again tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.